I'm Rona Tarrant. The American Civil Liberties Union is proposing that a federal judge set another deadline for reuniting migrant children separated from their parents. This time, the ACLU wants a judge to allow 1 week for the return of 12 children whose parents have been deported. Meanwhile, another 40-year-old immigrant detainee has died at a Georgia detention facility. Authorities say the detainee died of self-inflicted strangulation. Prominent Chilean Catholic priest Oscar Munoz has been detained over allegations that he sexually abused 7 children from 2002. Father Munoz was vice-chancellor and then chancellor in the Archdiocese of Santiago from 2011, before he was removed 2 months ago after admitting that he had abused a minor. He was initially investigated by the Chilean Church, which then referred the case to the Vatican. The abuse was uncovered by Chilean prosecutors when the church's case file was seized during a June operation. The bishops of Venezuela have issued a scathing critique on the country's political leadership, calling for greater respect for basic rights. In a statement, the bishops accused leaders of attitudes of arrogance, authoritarianism and abuse of power, as well as violating human rights. The bishop said the future of the nation is at stake due to hyperinflation and shortages of food, healthcare supplies and public services such as water and electricity. President Trump has said a free trade deal with Britain might be impossible if London went ahead with Prime Minister Theresa May's proposals for post-Brexit ties with the European Union. In an interview with the Sun newspaper, Trump said May's plans for a business-friendly Brexit would leave it too close to the EU to allow for a new transatlantic trade deal to be struck. A spokesman for May said the Prime Minister looks forward to sitting down with Trump to talk with him about the Brexit negotiating stance. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.